The Misappropriation of Gifts. March 20, 1907. Typed. There is need of a definite understanding in regard to the gifts and offerings made for the various lines of work in the South. Let it be understood that when a call is made for means to establish the work in a specific place, in a new field where the workers are in great need of funds, the money given in response is to go directly to the work in this place. Every offering should be used for the specific purpose for which it was given. But many offerings have never reached the places that the donors supposed they were helping. Calls have been made for means to open the work in destitute, unentered fields. But in some cases, the money given in answer to these calls has gone to places where the work is already established. Those by whom the gifts were received in trust have sometimes used them elsewhere in the South than the places for which they were solicited, and for which they were intended by the donors. The gifts did not reach the places mentioned in the appeal. Money has thus been diverted from the work in Nashville to other places in the South. We are instructed by the Lord to call upon the long-established publishing houses to favor the Nashville Publishing House as they were favored years ago when in straitened circumstances. They are to act toward the Nashville institution the same part that was acted toward them in their early history. God expects them to help their sister institution by gifts and offerings. Our Redeemer came to earth to give His life for us. By creation and by redemption, we are His. He gives to His servants varied abilities. To one, He gives 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Every talent bestowed by Him is to be used in the work of saving fallen humanity. His servants, as faithful almoners, are to use every gift in rescuing perishing souls from Satan's power. The Lord is calling upon His stewards to use their entrusted goods in advancing the work that has been begun in Nashville. Those who have deposited their means in banks or have invested it in property are to put into circulation the monies God has lent them to be used in His work. Thus their talent of means will be multiplied. My brethren, heed the instruction of Christ. He says, "Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves, which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Luke 12, verse 33, 34.